Music City Metal.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Calvin Park, bass player. You're listening to Music City Metal.
Music City Metal.
You are about to enter the Electric Fishbowl with DJ Fish. We are metal. We are family.
Oh, first episode in the new Electric Fishbowl with two dear friends. What is up? Yes. Finally, we're a third, 3 weeks into the new year. I wanted to get a show a couple weeks ago, but hey, you know what? We moved. You guys have been out here soaking with us. And Jessica, I just want to say, today on the show, Jessica Sullivan and Tim Hutchins. Now, you guys know Tim Hutchins from the band Sidewinder. Jessica is a powerful person behind the scenes, but not just that band, but the booth. And to, like, what did you do last night, Jess?
Last night?
Yeah, a little bit closer to your face. There you go, right in front.
I went to the end, and I made some new friends. Paronism? I have a hard time with that one. But yeah, they were lovely people. Eric came out of the shadows and rescued me with a external mic for my camera when I had posted that I had messaged Smiling Empty Soul, and they had replied. They're like, yeah, come on to the show, let us know when you're at the door. And I posted, can anyone let me borrow an external mic? And Eric came out of fucking shadows. Yeah. And was like, I got you, what you need? And they were amazing. They were a good opening band for that.
So you are a photographer / videographer. That's where you were talking about some equipment. You went out and did a photo shoot last night.
Yeah.
And we are featuring a photo that was taken with Sidewinder last week on our Instagram. So by the time this show is posted, we're going to have a killer shot of Cody singing at the Cobra last week, which was great, wasn't it, Tim?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What did you think of your show last week? Tim Hutchins is Sidewinder. We've had him on the show. So if you're a regular listener to Music City Metal, if you haven't checked them out, check out the band Sidewinder. Tim, yeah, so played the Cobra.
Oh, it was
a cool night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when he, first song.
First song.
Head came down right on my guitar headstock.
Yeah.
And what's funny is he's always shown me footage of, like, frontmen that he loves just, like, getting their head smashed on things and just bleeding all over the place. So when it happened, I was like, okay, he's going to keep going.
Yeah.
But I was like,
he got his bell rung. Cody got his bell rung for sure. Mm. I was worried for a split second.
And
he stood up, pouring blood. I mean, you know what happened? When you get a head injury on your forehead, they just, you know, you could have just a little tiny nick in it. But it was so metal.
His eyebrow and his eyelid, the whole top of his eyelid.
Oh, yeah.
The whole top of his eyelid was bruised in between his eyelid and his eyebrow.
It felt like gun recoil on my guitar.
But I'm going to tell you what stood out to me, and not just me and other people. I don't want to speak for him, but you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He got up, he shook it off, bled, and did the entire set with the same amount of energy that, I mean, if not even a little more.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of people. Some people can't recover, like, when something like that happens. I mean,
right.
But it was very metal, though. And I know you got a great shot of him with the blood running down the face. Go check out Music City Metal's Instagram and Sin Fox Photography. And you are kind of branching out. We have some great music tonight. Of Serpents, Dedalus, Nocturnal Pulse. Who else are you doing? Of course, we're going to talk about Rush for just a minute, but that'll be coming up in a little while. I mean, there is nothing really left to say about Rush and Neil Peart that hasn't been said.
Fair.
God rest his soul. And but I do have something personal to share, and why that's partially the reason why I'm sitting there was their music. So we'll get to that segment in a little bit. But Jess, why don't you make an announcement, a show announcement? Of course, Mary will be coming up with the Nashville March Rock and Roll forecast for the upcoming week, third and fourth week of January. Has a lot of shows, but the last day of the month. Go ahead. What's happening? What are you doing?
So I have been honored with a whole bunch of friends and bands in Nashville, and actually new friends in Chicago who reached out to me. and asked if I could help them find a show to play in Nashville on the 31st of January. And by miracle, I pulled it off. And so it's going to be Sidewinder, Dalius, Nocturnal Pulse, and the Eldritch Grimoire.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
It's
and
at the Borough. It starts at 8 o'clock. If you want to show up at 7, hang out with us. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
$5 a pop. Oh, hang yeah. out. It's going to be a great start to the decade.
So it is. It's going to be a great start because this is kind of the start of a lot of these kind of shows. There are some other things that have gone on behind the scenes just in the last week or two. And we have a date buff for Fish Fest, by the way. But, right. you know, yes, we'll get to that later. But yours is like the first one of the year that is kind of launching a new group of people working together behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. We've had Ian and Danny Stackhouse from the booth. Mm-hmm. They are sponsoring, and Fairchild Entertainment is doing sound.
Super shout out to both of those.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Brian and Ian work together really well at the booth shows. We had an amazing planning meeting for the booth. That deserves its whole entire episode to talk about where the booth Nashville.com is going. But in the meantime, we are going out into the public, and like you, Jess, we're excited. This is your first show. Sinfox Photography Presents, mm-hmm. right? I mean, having your name up there. And I helped out with a little equipment and some posters. So this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, the flyer looks fantastic, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, oh, yes. Great. Well, we are going to print 25 full-color posters. First of all, each band member is going to get one. But in addition to that, the first 25 people that come to the show will get an autographed poster. Now, I know none of these are A-list or signed bands, but wait a year or two. That's all I got to say. All right?
That's cool.
You know?
That's a cool idea. Those posters yes. are rad, so.
So how much of that Jack Daniels do you have to drink for you to play a riff or two of some of that new stuff that Sidewinder's working on? yeah, a lot. Okay.
Probably.
All right.
Secret.
Hey, get some Coke in here. Coca-Cola. Let me re-spring
it. I'm excited Not to Coke. Show you, though, for sure.
Yes, I know. And I'm very blessed and thankful to be able to have heard it. I just get very, I get ants in my pants. That's all. But in the meantime,
appreciate the interest.
Yeah. In the meantime, are you going to be doing anything brand new that you haven't done yet at the Blast at the Beach?
We're talking about it right now. It depends. We've got
depends
one.
How rehearsals go.
Right. We're trying to figure out if we can squeeze one more in beforehand, and if we can, we will. If not, I don't think it's announced fully yet.
Okay.
But we will All right. also
You're
be
working
playing
on it.
One soon. Yes.
Yeah. Well, make sure if you are in the Middle Tennessee area, make the track down to the Borough. Jess, I'm going to let you pick the first song. Everybody just made some song choices tonight for not just from the show. I picked a band that I'm really falling in love with that we're going to have on the show called Of Serpents. They're going out on tour really soon. So they have a fantastic brand new album, just came out a couple months ago.
Yes, they
so
do.
So I'm going to play a song by them. And Jess, who did you pick for your song choice for song Music City Metal?
My favorite Nashville band. No offense to anyone else that I work with. I love
Ooh,
everyone.
Geez.
But Dalius definitely took number one for me with Quaint. That
yeah.
one stuck with me for sure. It's just a beautiful blend of black metal and just beautiful sounds. The double pedals with the guitar. Oh my god. Y'all. Oh my god. And Adam
Daedalus,
on the vocals. Oh my god.
Quaint. So one of the four bands on the lineup at Blast at the Beach, January 31st. $5. First 25 people get a full color poster signed by everybody. Just nice to hang up on your door. I mean, look at that. Those kind of posters just to have and you know, immortalize a night in your life.
Yes.
Come on. Well, here it is. First song from the first show in the Electric Fishbowl, the Dalius Quaint, Music City Metal.
Music City Metal.
Now that's some heavy stuff there, Jess. Daedalus. Did we say it right?
I hate saying stuff wrong. Yeah, you said it right.
Wrong.
It's Daedalus.
Daedalus. Mm-hmm. Music City Metal, first episode from the new Fishbowl, and I'm stoked to have two really good friends in here for the first show.
Tim, oh,
yeah,
to
man,
be here.
Right? It's gonna be a good year. I mean, there is so much happening, especially in the last couple of weeks. By January 31st at that show, I'll be emceeing.
Last Beats at the Borough.
We're going to be making a couple of really big announcements about what's coming this year. Mm-hmm. We have Fish Fest 8, which is now going to become a two-day festival here on my new property, 6 acres, mm-hmm. right in the back. So that's going to be a Friday night and a Saturday. And what's going on with the booth is just, I gotta leave that alone right now, but it's exciting. Those of you that have listened again to other episodes, Danny and Ian, they're the ones, I mean, what they did with Fish Fest, Jess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they took it, they made it a real event. I mean, obviously we pulled together some of the, but it wouldn't have been the level that it was without them.
Yeah, and, shout out to those guys.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And Danny and Ian's vision this year, although they can't have shows at the house right now, mm-hmm. we're going to save that for an upcoming episode. So there's a lot on that front. But first things first. So we have the show coming up on the 31st. Another band who we've had on Music City Metal is going to be playing there, Tim. Nocturnal Pulse.
Yes.
Our brothers. Mm-hmm. Silas.
Yeah, shout out to Silas,
we
Ben,
love
and
them.
Ty. Love all those dudes. Great friends of mine.
Yeah.
Love their music.
They're so tight. Mary and I are trying to like come up with a nickname for them. Like we were thinking of calling him Tylus.
Tylus.
And so. And
you guys
and,
are tight like a toy guy. Ty, Austin Powers.
It's Ty Bylus. And it's Bylus.
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 It's Bylus.
Because they're always together and they're great together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking, you know, bass player, drummer, which have special connections as it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We love them to death. We really do. And Mary,
oh,
like,
for sure.
So last night Mary and I were driving home and from the booth meeting and, you know, our tails are wagging about what's happening. Mm-hmm. We said Tylus. That's what Mary and I were just, and I'm like, yeah, Tylus. And we both like burst out laughing. She's like, I've said that before, you know? And so, you know, Ty and Silas, we're really sorry, but we're confessing. We combined your names. Yeah, Tylus. So Nocturnal Pulse, we love them. What song did you choose by them here? Let's
oh, their magnum opus, of course.
Their magnum opus? And what might that be?
It's And the Abyss Stares Back.
Ah. Oh, wait a minute. No. It's dot, dot, dot.
Dot, 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 yes.
And the Abyss Stares Back.
Yes.
Yes, there it is. Well, next song here, when we come back, we're going to talk about a brand new segment that we have called What the Hell Kind of Question Is That? And this is our new trivia segment. This is going to be ladies only. We're going to get Mary in here to do the NashvilleMarch.com rock and roll forecast for. So we're going to go from like the 22nd of January to January 31st. And there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Some sad choices need to be made. Some very sad choices need to be made about shows. Like on the 29th, we have Brother Steve and Mike Cupri and company, Crusade at the Cobra, along with Chemical Rose.
Yes.
That is also Tool at Bridgestone Arena.
I'm going to Clarksville.
You're going to Clarksville?
To the, warehouse, yeah.
Is that Adelita's Way as
back,
well?
Back in October,
oh, come on.
I was
no way.
With working with Adelita's Way. And Black
That's what
Lights
I say
District,
about that.
And they were all amazing guys. I got to hang out with them during load-in, sound check, in between. It was just a great night. And I saw they posted a show at the warehouse. I was like, well, I got to go. So if anyone's down for a road trip on a, what, Friday night, I believe?
This is what's happening in this town. This is what happens when a scene begins to
You start losing
mushroom.
Track of days.
It's
no,
wonderful.
It's not just that. You have to make a crappy choice to like what show am I going to go to? Obviously, we haven't figured out how to be in multiple locations at one time as of yet.
Sure.
So you know, it's one or the other. So
I'm okay with having to make a crappy choice, but in that case, since there's so many, let's go with the homies.
All right, yeah, I know. And that is what I'll be there too.
Yeah.
Tool is also playing Bonnaroo, so there is another shot at it.
All right.
There is another shot at it, so, you know. But yeah, support the local homies. Incredible. That's what I'm going to do. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. And that's just because I'm broke for Tool tickets. But,
me too.
So. But no, really, I like supporting our local homies here.
Oh, yeah.
For you want to support them right now? Mm-hmm. How about some Nocturnal Pulse?
Let's do it.
All right. Coming up after Nocturnal Pulse, a little bit more chat. I'm going to give my little two cents on Rush and Neil Peart. And just something personal. That's it. And the Abyss. Oh, dot, dot, dot. And the Abyss stares back, Music City Metal.
not start, or the blindness prevails. Can barely move in your steering or
Abyss Stares Back, Nocturnal Pulse. Welcome back. Another segment here coming up. We're going to chat for a minute, play one more tune, and then we are going to get my better half, Mary Fish, for the rock and roll forecast. And then Jessica, you and her are going to play a trivia game called What the Hell Kind of Question Is That? You ready?
Sounds good. Let's go.
All right. Okay. So, I want to talk about Rush just for a minute. Were you a Rush fan? And
I was.
Yeah.
Dad played them a lot growing up.
You did? Your dad did?
Yeah, my dad did. Yeah.
And what, like, did it anything? You ever hear anything that resonated with you? Because what they play on the radio, you know, is a choice 5 or 6 songs, right? But like, do you remember anything in particular that it did for you?
Well, it's kind of funny because the older I get, the more I look back into certain moments in childhood, and I'm like, didn't really think about it back then, but now I see it. Yeah. I was always, Pink Floyd was the band growing up, and Gilmore was the guitar player.
Right.
But looking back now, I always sat down and I heard Neil Peart. And I was always like, whoa. And I remember the day my dad was like, yeah, this is actually what his kit looks like. And I just stood there and stared. I was like, what is that, like 16?
Holy I remember
cow.
That day, too.
Yeah. Well, so when I was 12, I used to go visit my grandmother quite often. And there was a guy that, there was a kid down there. We were both 12. And like every time I went for a long weekend at grandma's, we'd go over there. And his brother, who was about 5 years old, he was 17, 18, he worked at a theater, which was cool because he used to get us into movies all the time. But when he was out, we would go in his room and go through his record collection, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really was kind of sheltered from rock and roll in a way until I was able to go out and buy my own stuff. And that was just how my house was.
The same thing sort of happened to me.
Yeah.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah,
I was a CD thief.
Yeah,
ask everyone.
So we flip through the records, and we have no idea who any of these people are. You know?
Right. Yeah.
But we get to 2112, and there's a naked guy on the cover, and then you flip it over, right, and look at them dressed like that. I'm like, okay, this is what I want to listen to. And we put it on the record player and laid down in the basement, and we listened to the entire album. We were 12 years old. And I had never been ever taken on a musical journey like that before. I hadn't even listened to Pink Floyd at this point. I mean, I'm very young.
Oh, gotcha.
Extremely
okay.
young. And I was what was on the radio. My dad, you know, as hard as he got was The Doors. And my mom was an Elvis gal. And you know, they like the 70s singers and songwriter stuff. So that was like my first experience with Rush and it and rock and roll in general.
That sent you down the rabbit hole, huh?
That was it. It was over. And then, you know, growing up Buffalo, New York, like they live right across the pond, you know, they're neighbors. They're from Toronto, which is a 90-minute drive from Buffalo. So, and we would get Toronto radio stations in Buffalo on a good clear day, right?
Yeah.
So, and the thing about Canadian rock and roll radio is a third of the artists have to be Canadian. So if you listen long enough, you know, and that's how you got exposure to, you know, bands like the Tragically Hip, which nobody knows south of the Mason-Dixon line, by the way, who the Tragically Hip are. But that was obviously another Canadian legend. But Rush was played all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was like between Cleveland and Buffalo, New York was Rush's American kind of like hometown show.
Yeah, that makes
because,
sense.
Because, you know, when they would do Buffalo, they would do multiple dates, or they would do Rochester multiple dates. Because people from Toronto in their hometown, they would come to the shows too. Yeah. So, rest in peace, Mr. Peart. You'll never be replaced. I heard some other people talking about rolling out ideas for other drummers that could fill the shoes of, and that was, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to say names, but that was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard because, right?
It's not
am I wrong about that?
No, it's not like he died at 27 and we're missing out on tons of music. The dude has an entire legacy of music that at this point, it would just kind of be like, why?
I mean, the band never went through drama.
Right.
There was that time, that period of time when Neil lost his daughter and his wife very close together. He went out on a sabbatical on his motorcycle for a long time, but he never left the band, and it wasn't. They never had drama. They never broke up. They never fought publicly.
No, it's untouchable. And, it's an untouchable legacy.
I mean, think
legacy.
About that. That is so rare.
Oh, yeah.
I really can't think of maybe the Stones. I mean, can you think of another band that was around, did 40 years of touring?
I mean, it's hard to think of one off the top of my head that's done 40 years of touring, but for sure. I mean, that legacy is untouchable. Why mess with it?
Well, have you ever read any of his books?
I personally have not, no.
I have not either. And that's embarrassing to admit because I'm such a deep fan.
I'm sure they're fantastic, though. I should.
It was one of those bands that I've seen so many times. You know, I can name three dates where I walked in, partied too much, passed out, and my friends woke me up at the end of the show. And one of them was the Presto Tour in Toronto, in their hometown. I missed the entire show. So that's my take on Neil, and to Alex and Getty, thank you. And man, there's nothing else to say. He's it's a big part of rock and roll.
Absolute masters of their craft. No doubt.
But I'll tell you what I really like spending my time on right now is what's going on right here in Nashville. What were your observations, like both you and Jess, over the last year here in Nashville when it comes to the hard rock and metal scene? Do you have any? I mean, I have my perspective.
Sure.
Obviously, I have a little bit of bias. I love the scene here. I love all the bands that we're working with and the production people.
Oh yeah, we've
met. I mean the whole thing. So
it's really cool. Honestly, I've not seen anything quite like it before. All of the bands are very different, but they're all very open-minded and willing to work together for the greater benefit of everyone, which is not super common. So I'm very grateful for that, and I'm excited to see what this year brings, because we were putting it all together last year. It seems like all these bands started at the same time.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens this year now that we're all starting from a point where we've already got a point where we started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now it's just going to grow. We've already got a base, so let's see what we can do with it now.
So, you know, one thing we're going to do, we didn't do that for tonight, but I'm going to go back to November 2018. I think it was my third show, and I had Dusty and Josh on the show from No Name Blues, right? And which, by the way, a shout out to them. If you did not go out last Wednesday to Third and Lindsley, they blew everybody else I saw off the stage.
Oh, I'm sure.
Blew them away.
I missed it, unfortunately, but I did see footage of it on your Instagram.
One of their best performances yet, I think. And the only thing I noticed with these guys, they have something major coming on too. Mm. Really cool. And they're not only good on stage, but their demeanor off stage I want to say groupies, because there was a line of like 7 women to get to Josh when he came off stage the other night.
Oh, I'm sure.
The girls were in the audience swaying their hips and went direct from when they packed up their stuff and walked off the stage. There was like a receiving line.
I'm and sure. It was, yeah.
You know, so they attract a very broad range. They fit in with the metal community. So shout out to Brother Dusty, Josh and company. Mm-hmm. No Name Blues. But what about you, Jess?
Well, I'm kind of an outsider on this because I am a photographer, so I'm not, even though I have started booking shows and promoting and having a lot of fun with that, would like to do a lot more of it this year and the following years. But there's no, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. Like, you know, you show up and everyone shows interest in everyone, no matter the genre, no matter, you know, who you are. It's all support. I mean, I made friends with 3 bands in one night, and honestly, it grew the circle immediately. I mean, and all I want to do is just take, you know, the 3 or 4 of us and just take over Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. With that, I say we play another tune.
Yes.
We stretch our legs for a minute here as we record. I'm going to get my wife in here. It's time. We got a new segment, dude. So, yes, a brand new segment here on Music City Metal. It's called What the Hell Kind of Question Is That? Trivia. And we're going to have Jessica Sullivan and Mary Fish, also the Rock and Roll Metal Podcast. So, yeah, that's coming up. All right, time to refill the teacup, and we're going to get into another band playing January 31st at the Borough. Make sure you're there. This one is the Eldritch Grimoire, Semblance of Sincerity.
Track, by the way.
Is it?
Solid choice.
Oh, yeah.
Solid, yeah. Well, here it is. You likey, come see Music City Metal.
Yeah.
We're back, Mare.
We're back.
We're back. What'd you think of that last song?
It was great.
Yeah. The Eldritch Grimmore here on Music City Metal. Mary was in the other end of the house, but just in case you were wondering.
What all that racket was coming from down here.
Are you excited about our new episode?
Yes.
You know what it's called? Our new segment. Our new segment is called What the Hell Kind of Question Is That? And we have two women in the studio in the fishbowl here today.
Wow, that's a first.
Isn't that? And it won't be. Tim's laughing, probably in the wrong context for what I just said, but.
Oh, we've lost them.
So what we are going to do, and of course we are a no-budget show, so there are absolutely no prizes. How do you like our music? Come on.
This
I
is
like
royalty
my music
free. It's
heavy.
Great.
I don't know what you're asking for.
Yeah,
I like
know,
my music
right?
heavy.
That's great.
Yeah. So what the hell kind of question is that? Now, or should we start with Age Before Beauty? How do we do this?
Whoa.
Start with Age and Beauty.
I'm sleeping on the couch now. Let me do that.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got two couches, so you've got multiple options.
I didn't mean that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I feel you now. How do we reverse this?
I don't know. How do I backpedal?
Murder in the news in the morning.
How do
some
I...
chocolate, some flowers, maybe?
How do I backpedal out of that?
Not chocolate or flowers, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to start with Jessica since
pizza.
She's the guest.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, guest first.
Since
I
you
have
fucked
it.
Up. No, I'm kidding.
So, Jessica, we have a 30-second clip
yes!
right here. If you hear that, that means yes, you got the question right. If you hear that with a big fat no, that means it's wrong. And you're going to have 30 seconds to respond here. There's our little timer. All right. And we got some interesting facts to reveal here.
Okay.
And we're going to test your knowledge for metal trivia. Are
Me.
We ready? So, Jessica, question number one. Van Halen had a hit song in 1984.
12 years before I was born. Go for it.
That made you want to... What? Wrong. Okay.
What kind of question is that? Maybe
no, it's what
jump.
The hell kind of question is that? Oh my gosh, I didn't even start the timer and you had the answer. Van Halen had a hit song in 1984 that made you want to what?
What the hell kind of question is that? It made me want to jump.
Okay.
Yes!
Very good. Mary, are you ready?
Ready.
You've been around on this earth. Oh my God, I'm doing another age joke.
Couch for two nights.
Well, since you are wiser, not saying that Jessica is not wise, I went a little deeper on the questions.
Okay.
Uh huh. All right.
Thanks, Eddie Trunk.
After Eddie in the Trunk, please don't compare me to Eddie in the Trunk.
I didn't compare you. I just said thank you.
God bless you. I love you, Eddie. But Mary, here we go. After getting booted from Metallica, Dave Mustaine began a second attempt at global domination by briefly working as a what?
The hell kind of question is that?
So, after he got fired from Metallica, he did a job for a period
Delivered
of time.
Delivered pizza.
Delivered pizza?
Yes.
Final answer?
Final answer.
No.
No, that is not true. Actually, he was a telemarketer for a brief period of time, right?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
Jessica, this one might be tough, okay? We're really going to dig into your knowledge, but...
Digging deep.
What new metal band, based here in Nashville, Tennessee, also shares its name with a deadly snake?
Sidewinder. We're checking out for sure.
Sidewinder is correct. And did you know that they're playing January 31st at the Borough Blast Beats?
Spell check real quick. The I's or Y's. So when you look up the band, just so you know.
All right. Mary, second question. You ready?
Ready.
Iron Maiden cover artist Derek Riggs inserted secret messages on the cover of the Power Slave album. Name two of the three. Derek Riggs inserted secret messages on the Power Slave album. Name two of the three known secret sayings. Time's up.
Always drink your Ovaltine.
Always drink your Ovaltine. That is not on there. Should I give you a hint?
I am the walrus. I have no idea.
One more time. I'm going to give you a hint and shout out to my brother, Michael Bryzak. Him and I had a long discussion about this English used word that describes a man's testicles, but it's a slang term in England. Do you know?
Bollocks.
Oh, Tim, actually. There's one. Tim jumped
That's a
in.
Secret message? What kind of message is that? That's a message.
Balls, I believe, Bollocks. Is the message in South Park style. Did Cartman have something to do with it?
Okay, so there's like one. I mean, just grab something out of the sky. Maybe
I did.
Be lucky.
You that did was the you pieces. Have never seen A Christmas Story because you would have got the Ovaltine joke.
Well, moving I know. On. We did watch that.
Moving on.
Okay, moving on. So are you, you have no other?
I said, I am the walrus.
Oh, I am the walrus. No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
No.
The three things are Mickey Mouse, Bollocks, and Indiana Jones was here. So go get out your big old vinyl of Power Slave, Iron Maiden, and get a magnifying glass and have fun. Go for it.
What kind of help? What kind of question was that?
What the? Thank you, Jessica. Sorry, Mayor. I thought you'd know that one for sure. Mm-mm. Jessica. Moving on, we're back to you. This is your third and final question. This major metal act, who we were just talking about, got its name from a torture device and is also on the clock right here in the Electric Fishbowl. Name the band.
Iron Maiden.
Yay! Gosh. Got some tough competition here, Mayor.
I would just like to say, I'm really glad that you got that one.
Tim, I can actually answer.
All right. Do you want me to go a little easier on you, Mayor?
Maybe for one.
Okay.
Give right. her a point, please.
Well, I did that. This is what I did. I went simple.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't broadcasting okay. giving her a point.
Mary Fish, last and final
sir.
Question.
Uh-huh.
After being fired from Cannibal Corpse in 1993, Bob Rusey traded in his axe to become an instructor of what? And where did he do it? I'll repeat the question. After being fired from Cannibal Corpse in 1993, Bob Rusey traded in his axe and became a professional certified what? And where did he do it for a bonus point?
What the hell kind of question is that?
You want to take a stab at it?
Are you kidding me?
Come on, that's great. I know Tim knows it.
Because he's Googling
he's going,
it right now.
I know he's Googling. He's Googling it right now and he goes, no, I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, I guess you really thought that my age brought wisdom. That's not even real.
Yes, it is real. It is real.
He traded in his axe?
Yes.
As in axe throwing?
And his guitar. That was...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He traded in his guitar. Well,
Are you talking about did this just happen recently?
No, this was 1993.
The only Cannibal Corpse person you ever talk about is the kid you went to high school with, ever.
I know. Yep.
And now I can't even remember his name.
Paul Mazurkowicz.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Okay.
I do not know the answer.
He traded in his guitar for a set of golf clubs and became a golf instructor at Arizona Country Club for a time.
Yes!
I mean, you could become worse.
Do you have a device in front of you to read the Nashville March heavy metal forecast?
That's how you're going to segue me. You give me questions that you pulled out of I don't know where.
I'm going to make it up to you.
Here. Okay.
How do you like those?
You pulled questions out of Google's asshole and expected her to know the answers to them.
Thank you. We're going to split the points and split the coffee.
Okay.
Because that's right. What girls do. Well, we take care of one another.
We're going to...
I will share my points. One
so
and
a little
each.
Background Thank music.
See,
and
we tied.
I don't know if you can hear that or not, but... it's your favorite album, am I correct? Favorite Rush album?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. Did you already talk about all that?
Yes, I did. Oh. But I would like to, you know, you have your own thing about Rush, and this is your segment. So say what you'd like before or after. Would you like to say it now since the music's playing? Do you have anything to say?
Crickets.
Crickets. Insert crickets here.
Yeah, the only reason I started listening to Rush was some stupid guy I liked in college.
Maybe I don't want to hear it.
Maybe. Yeah, because when you look at their concerts, it's mostly Canadian men. So, yeah, it's not a lot of chicks in that.
Hey, Mary, what is the NashvilleMarch.com rock and roll forecast for the end of January 2020?
Well, we are starting on January 22nd. That is today, Wednesday. It's grunge night at the Basement East. At 8 p.m. Grunge Night 4, actually. So
it's like happening as we're recording.
1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, it's late. Well,
this goes up Wednesday. It's the 22nd. It's okay.
Do you want to do this or do you want to do
Yeah,
this?
I want to do
Start
it.
Start the song again.
Okay.
Let's do it again. We're all about to get electrocuted.
I know. I didn't plan it. Anyway, it was funny. It was a funny segment. Hey, Mayor, why don't we play some Rush from what I know to be your favorite album?
Cool.
And
thanks.
Yes.
Is that my consolation prize for losing the
yes.
trivia? Okay. I'll take it. That's fine.
Any comments on Mr. Prout's passing?
He never dropped a stick.
Never
dropped a stick. So, good on him.
Rest in peace. Moving on
to
the Nashville March. Go ahead. I already said that.
Yeah, you did, but that's okay. I'll give you the rock and metal forecast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start on Friday, January 24th. Looks like it's a light week this week, according to this concert calendar. There's many out there. But NashvilleMarch.com starts on January the 24th. Michael Angelo, I can't even say this person's name. Yeah, thank you. Spacio at Springwater at 7:30. It's good to have my own wingman tonight. Mm-hmm.
He's an absolute freak of nature at the guitar, by the way. So
really?
Anyone that's a fan,
yeah,
he's both right-handed and left-handed, so go see him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sounds...
See, good. Thanks for the tip. You need to do this
right?
ahead of time,
that's
maybe.
What I mean. He's got
check with my network first.
Backline knowledge.
Yep. Then January 26th, Sunday the 26th, Shadow of Intent with Infuri, Signs
nice.
Of the Swarm, and It Cuts Off.
Divisive is also on that.
Brand of Sacrifice. Are
oh,
they on
yes.
this poster?
Yes.
If I could read the font, I would know what was on
yeah,
the poster. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Shadow Intent, Infuri, Signs of the Swarm, Brand of Sacrifice, and Divisive.
And Divisive.
Big show for the homies.
Big show at the end on the 26th at 7 p.m.
Wow, that would
yes.
make a heavy week. I mean, heavy week as far as nights out.
Well,
heavy
but
week for your head as well if you're
that's
next
a, that's
exactly. You also have to decide at the same time at the Cohen Sleeping with Sirens.
On the 26th?
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Go see the homies.
Okay.
Go see
the homies.
See,
it's probably cheaper, too.
We actually
Support
had a conversation
bands.
About this earlier, about having the scenes getting so big that you have to make tough choices now. And there's one right there. There's
good a problem to have.
Yes.
It is, because you're going to also have to make another tough choice on Tuesday, January the 28th, because British Lion is coming with the picture books.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Also how to the Cohen at 7 p.m. Or
good chance
Slow Crush with, what? Grevo? Help me out, Tim.
Well,
and
see.
Tape Deck Mountain? Grevo. Grevo? Grevo.
I'm not sure. I've heard of Slow Crush, though. I believe they're part of the... I could be wrong, so don't quote me on this, but I believe they're part of the shoegaze sort of movement.
Cool. Well, that's at Dark Matter Collective at 7 p.m. Or The Glorious Sons with Day Rocks. That's at 7:30 at Cannery Ballroom. Or the fourth show for that day, Dirty Honey with the Amazons. That's at the Basement East, so... That is all happening on Tuesday.
Dirty
the
28th. Honey is actually a really good show. My first press pass and labeled band that I had the honor of photographing, they opened for, and they killed it.
Sweet.
So Dirty Honey is where it's at for sure.
Right on. Moving on to Wednesday, January 29th, of course, Tool at Bridgestone at 7:30.
We did talk about that.
We did talk about that.
I put Tim on the spot.
But
it's all good.
Don't miss what else is happening
on
the 29th.
I know.
Oh, okay. Do you know it? Oh, I want you to say it then. This is your job. I didn't know if...
This is your...
Is it up on the March site there?
No, it's not.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure...
So, the Cobra...
Yes.
Crusade...
Chemical Rose.
Chemical Rose.
Yes.
And I don't know who the other bands are.
I believe it's Iron Uprise. Right? Oh, boy.
Mediator. It's Mediator. It's Mediator.
Yes, Mediator. You're right. Yes.
Mediator. Or is it Meditator?
It's Mediator.
Mediator.
I always thought it was
okay,
Meditator.
Okay, so let's do it again.
Now I have to introduce myself to them.
So is it just three?
I'm not sure. That's what I saw on the flyer.
Okay, well, that's what we'll say. Okay, so Wednesday the 29th at the Count.
All those bands are rad.
Wow.
As well.
Okay, so let's just start this. So, Mary, what about Wednesday the 29th?
Well, a couple of choices. You have Tool, if you want to go commercial. That's at Bridgestone at 7:30.
Whoa! If you want to go commercial, there's not a song under like 9 minutes on the new album. What?
Just saying, if you want to go big, if you want to go local, you can go to the Cobra, and that show is Crusade, Chemical Rose, and Mediator.
Yes.
I'm going to say it's at 7.
Yes. Usually music starts by 8 o'clock there.
Yeah, it's not on my list.
$10 show?
I'm wrong. It's Meditator.
Well, I'm excited. That is where we're
Meditator. That's what I thought it was. Meditator, Mediator. I got my wingman telling me wrong.
We will be at that show, of course.
Still a good wingman.
Supporting all of them there. But we discuss this. We'll be at that show with checking out Chemical Rose and Ryan and... first time being able to see them live, and of course Crusade, who's been at Fish Fest, and we're all loving on the homies, man. As you said,
yeah.
Yes,
I've heard some of their stuff too. I talked to Ryan at the booth at a show, and they were playing some of their stuff. It sounded great.
Oh yeah, they're excited. What do we got next?
Well, on January the 30th, Thursday, Convictions with Hollow Front and the Persuaded. They're at Rocket Town at 6. And at Cannery Ballroom at 8 p.m., Black Flag.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And then wrapping up the month on the 31st.
Yes.
I'm sure you've already touched on this quite heavily.
I think so. Jess, your thoughts?
The 31st at 7? Is it at 7 p.m.?
That's my baby. That's the last beats of the borough.
That's right.
Yeah. That's going to be a really fun night. Come meet all the bands. Come meet our Nash fam. Come meet Eldritch Grimoire. They're coming all the way from Chicago to play with us. They're really good guys. Come on. Come play.
All right.
So that wraps up January.
That wraps up January. And make sure you come out to that show, because we are hoping for some other announcements that have to do with the booth. And this is my choice of the week. And since we played pretty much everybody that is going to be at Blast at the Beats, this is a band that I am dying to get into the studio here. I've talked with them, and they have a major tour coming up with another band called that we had at Fish Fest, Existing in Exile. So make sure you go check out Of Serpents. Have you listened to the new album? Came out in December?
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Everyone's killing
really, really good.
Fantastic guitar work from Blake and Tyler. Hunter's killing it on the drums. Everyone's just invitation.
Invitation to Ashes. I should have that burned in my brain because I have been playing this a lot.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So they have a great show coming up in April. It's going to be their tour kickoff show. We'll be talking about that. And Existing in Exile's playing, which got to hear some of their new stuff too. But let's jump in, play some music, and we'll come out and have one more segment here with Tim and Jess. All right, you ready?
All right.
Music City Metal, Of Serpents. This is Left Haunted. Serpents, Left Haunted. The whole album's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yes, we're back. Music City Metal. We decided this might end up as a bonus episode, but we're having too much fun tonight.
Yes.
Mary's off to night-night. It's a school night for her, but it is not for me. Is it for you? Is it
no,
a school
sir.
No.
The boys are That's up right. late this evening.
And with that, the rest of my conversation with Tim Hutchins will be on a bonus episode available on a Music City Metal podcast page. Thanks so much for listening. If you live in the local area, please make sure you come out and support us. See us January 31st at the Borough Bar and Grill. And stay tuned. Coming up down the pike, we have Crusade in the studio. We also will have Of Serpents and Existing in Exile. Stay tuned. Hit up all the bands on social media. Follow them, buy their albums, support them, buy their merch, and keep the scene going here in Music City. Hey, you want to make the world a better place? Commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger.